local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Number of coronavirus virus cases in the United States surging. We'll give you the numbers coming up. And also, anonymous donors helping out, people helping out other human beings. The good news around this fight against coronavirus coming up right after traffic with Kane.
From the spring of Toyota.com traffic center for now, Mobile Police Department, county, and state troopers are cleared. Airport, Old Shell, University, Moffitt looking good so far this morning from the 1065 split and traveling in from the Eastern Shore. You've got radar along I-10 from Malbus to Loxley, but no wrecks in the roadways. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile is still open for business and ready to serve you. They can deliver, they can complete all the paperwork online, and even schedule a test drive at your home as far as 50 miles away from the dealership. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
It's the Prep Sports Report presented by Alpha, live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studio Saturday mornings at 8. Brought to you in part by Kramer's Seafood, Blue Water Lumber, and C&C Financial Services and Auto Sales.
Hi, this is Coach Rick Cleveland. Join me, Mark Laster, and Corey LeBounty on Prep Sports Report 52 weeks a year as we discuss topics of interest, including interviews with players, coaches, and administrators.
It's the Prep Sports Report Saturday mornings at 8 on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. It's hot yesterday. I mean 80s, but for this time of year, way above normal. We'll find out from Dr. Bill what the week holds here. But yeah, 84, 85, I think, yesterday.
Yeah, it got up there. I went outside after a long day here in the office, and I was like, whoa, what happened here?
It's now like pushing late spring. We'll talk to Dr. Bill more about that coming up in just about 25 minutes. There are now 197 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state of Alabama, according to Alabama Department of Public Health. They said about 1,832 people had been tested as of yesterday. Now, the testing continues to increase, and with that, we'll probably see more cases. That doesn't mean there's an actual growth in the... it could be a growth in the number of cases, but for sure, we're seeing the growth in the testing. Therefore, you're going to see more people. The number is going to come up, and it was that way around the nation yesterday. Big jump in the number of new cases.
Yeah, yesterday, let's see. We had, I think, according to worldometers.info, which has been pretty steady with the information coming in, we're now up to 46,168 total cases, which is, of course, an ever-changing number, and 582 deaths. But yesterday alone, we jumped about 10,000 cases. They said that there were 10,168 new cases yesterday, and there were also 140 deaths alone yesterday, both the highest numbers that we've experienced to date with the coronavirus.
This is something you were talking about a week ago, or maybe 2 weeks ago, that using what has happened before the United States as an example, that about every 3 days your number of cases double.
Yeah, that's what that's the stat that's been thrown around a lot there. But as you mentioned earlier, you know, we haven't been testing, and the coronavirus has kept on moving around throughout the communities. And without tests, you know, even if the numbers stopped right now, if no one else got coronavirus,
right,
but more testing was rolled out,
the
we continue to see the numbers go up. So how many people are actually getting it daily, I'm not sure of that exact number, and I'm not sure anyone else is. But when you look at the rate of infection, they say that for each person that gets coronavirus, the average number of people they pass it on to is somewhere between 2 to 4 people. And obviously that grows exponentially, and that's why we're seeing such big numbers jump.
Also, right now, a plea out there for the M95 masks. These are the masks that that are tight enough of a weave that filter out the virus. Because I know there's a bunch of, they all kind of look the same, but the N95 mask, is the one they're looking for. USA Women's and Children's Hospital looking for donations of those masks. If you can get them, you can contact us here at the radio station. We'll put you in touch with USA Children's Women's Hospital, or you can contact Kane in our traffic department or the city of Mobile. Yeah, you could look. If you contact one of them, what they're saying is if you got some of these, maybe you had them because you're doing sanding projects, fiberglass work, those kind of things, you have them in a box somewhere in your shop, they need them that badly. So if you think about it, you know, those white masks, just check if they're the 95s. Mm-hmm. And if you got them, make that donation to a fantastic hospital. So, listen, all the folks working in hospitals right now, God bless y'all, and y'all are heroes, and especially at USA Children's and Women's Hospital. If you can get these masks to them, it is a big deal. So look through your shop, look through wherever you might have these stored, and if you got to make that donation.
Yeah, and I will say personally, I had to go to USA Women's and Children's just a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
With an infection that my daughter had, and it was scary. It wasn't coronavirus related, but they did an excellent job there. Just
great place,
one of the best places I've ever been. And also, have you seen the pictures on social media of the doctors that have been wearing these masks around the clock?
Holy cow, I saw this yesterday. Describe to folks what you're saying.
So I believe the pictures I saw were from Italy, but there may have been some pictures from the United States as well. But Italy, where they're being crushed by coronavirus, by COVID-19, worse than any other area, these doctors who were working around the clock had bruises,
y'all,
around on their cheeks from where they were wearing the masks. You know,
like below their eyes, there and around the nose, and then on the,
and look, they looked absolutely exhausted. And it was one of the most.
And I guess they have them fitted more tightly than I've ever had a mask fitted when I'm sanding or something, and so they caused the bruising. Y'all, these pictures were unreal. Mm-hmm. I saw those yesterday too. It's below the eyes. Just, I mean, deep purple bruise.
And obviously, it's so important to keep our health workers healthy and keep them from contracting COVID-19 so that they can stay there on the front lines battling the virus. That's why these masks are so important, that we find every one that we can and get them to the people who need them the most.
So once again, this donation, this plea is for USA Children's and Women's Hospital. You can contact us here at the rate. You just call us at the station line, 343-0106, our office line, which is out there, 344-1065. That's the office line. And leave a message there. Or email us, text us, go to our social media platforms, and we'll put you in touch with the people at USA Children's or Women's Hospital, or you can just contact them directly. But if you've got those masks there, you know, picturing them like I used to have them. I used to have them in like a Sterilite box at my house. And if you've got something like that, go look, make sure they're the right ones, contact them, and make that donation. Speaking of which, a quick run through here of what happened yesterday. Anonymous donor, story from Yellowhammer News. An anonymous donor has provided 100,000 pieces of personal protective equipment. You hear people talk about PPEs. This is the stuff that they wear when they're doing the sampling for coronavirus to keep that healthcare worker safe. So it's not just the mask, it's the full garb that they wear. Anonymous donor has provided 100,000 pieces of personal protective equipment, such as face masks, for the state medical workers, according to a tweet from Governor Ivey yesterday. Now, of course, you can ask the question I did. Who's got this stuff sitting back somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody did. A spokeswoman for the governor said any individual or institution seeking to make a donation at a large scale can get in touch with the governor's office. Mask and protective gear for the people working at COVID-19 screening sites have been in short supply, and state health officials have cited their scarcity as a key factor limiting the amount of publicly available coronavirus testing. The breakdown of exactly how much of certain supplies being donated was not made available by the state, but the Alabama Department of Public Health said by email that they have two different systems for identifying the needs of various hospitals in the state. Scott Harris, head of ADPH, said at a press conference yesterday he was pleased to see the donation come in, but had not been provided with specifics. But how about that? Somebody steps up with 100,000 pieces of personal protective equipment. Once again, I don't know who had that stashed away, how that happened, but God bless those folks.
Yeah, and we're going to keep seeing stories like that, because that's one thing that America is great at, among a list of other things. But helping out those that are in need, we're really, really good at that.
All right, and we got to look at our situation here and over in Louisiana, which right now I think Louisiana has the highest growth rate of coronavirus in the world. So as a percentage, like New York has the most number of cases, I think Washington State now, but the growth rate in coronavirus, I guess, per capita is highest in Louisiana than anywhere in the world. And, of course, that's just down the road from us. So we'll keep our eyes on that situation down there as well. Coming up in sports.
Well, the Olympics look like they will be postponed maybe until 2021. There's been a lot of talk about whether the Tokyo Olympic Games should be postponed or not. And also some good news. Former Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa films himself throwing the ball as he tries to get drafted in next year's NFL draft. Well, he will get drafted, but how early is the question? Tua showing some amazing recovery from his hip injury.
All right, 716 FM Talk 106.5. President Trump, of course, with the daily briefings that we've all it's now a new part of our life.
Mm-hmm. Every day.
Isn't it, though? It's like a new thing in the life to watch this briefing. And, of course, there's a state briefing as well, but then people watch in the evening as the president talks, and talked yesterday about getting the U.S. economy moving again, relating his feelings that it's more important than keeping the nation effectively shut down. More on that from Bob Constantini from Westwood One.
At the Monday briefing, President Trump repeating twice something he essentially tweeted out in the early morning hours of Monday.
We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. We're not going to let the cure be worse than the problem.
The president is anxious to get the U.S. economy up and running again, insisting advice of a few months from some health experts is unacceptable.
At the end of the 15-day period, we'll make a decision as to which way we want to go. And essentially, we're referring to the timing of the opening. Essentially, the opening of our country, because we have it pretty well shut down.
The president says it's an obligation to get America working again. It seems to be a matter of dollars versus potential deaths, with the president devoting most of his time with the media talking about opening the country up.
You look at automobile accidents, which are far greater than any numbers we're talking about. That doesn't mean we're going to tell everybody no more driving of cars.
The president also mentioned thousands of Americans who die from flu every year. And so, with deference to hotspots, Mr. Trump wants economic activity back to normal soon.
I'm not looking at months, I can tell you right now. We're going to be opening up our country, and we're going to be watching certain areas.
There was relatively little talk of treatments and medical needs around the nation. President Trump is pinning his hopes on the 15-day period, which ends March 31st, as the time for Americans to slow the spread. On NBC's Today, Surgeon General Jerome Adams sounds the alarm about people not taking the need to stay at home seriously.
This week, it's going to get bad, and we really need to come together as a nation. Everyone needs to be taking the right steps right now, and that means stay at home.
The Pentagon is getting directly involved in the hardest hit places, including sending personnel. Defense Secretary Mark Esper.
We are looking at deploying our field hospitals, which include the hospital, the equipment, and medical professionals. And my aim is to get them out this week. My view is Seattle and New York City are the places. We just need FEMA to validate that.
Transportation units will start moving equipment this week. The field hospitals are designed to be put up quickly where needed and taken down when no longer needed. Unable to campaign face-to-face, Joe Biden has turned a study into a studio for video statements.
The president says no one saw this coming. Well, that's just not accurate. Our intelligence officials were warning of coronavirus threat in January. Just based on public information that I had, I warned the threat was getting worse way back on January the 27th.
It was then Biden wrote in a USA Today piece, "To be blunt, I am concerned that the Trump administration's short-sighted policies have left us unprepared for a dangerous epidemic that will come sooner or later." But the former vice president was critical of the president's decision to impose travel bans on China, South Korea, and Iran, a move some credit with limiting the spread to the U.S. Bob Costantini, Washington.
This information update brought to you by Arrow Exterminating. Business or residential, inside and out, let Arrow take care of all of your pest control needs. Call Arrow, 888-GO-ARROW, or online, arrowexterminators.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Two Milton police officers are now under quarantine after possibly being exposed to COVID-19. Police Chief Tony Tindall did not say how the officers might have been exposed, how long they'll be quarantined, or if they've been tested. Fairhope City leaders have decided to temporarily close most public parks. This includes the Fairhope Pier and the beach. Last night, the City Council made the decision to follow Mayor Karen Wilson's order, which was issued over the weekend. According to the resolution, all parks with playground equipment are closed. Ballparks and other public spaces are open, but only to groups of 10 or less. The golf course and tennis courts will only be open to members. Police will keep an eye on the public areas that are still open to make sure people follow the proper guidelines. Sims City leaders have ordered all parks parks be closed amid the outbreak. Mayor David Baker posted his emergency order on Facebook, ordering all parks within the city to remain closed until further notice. The mayor also issued a civil emergency for the city because of coronavirus. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
721 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The 2020 Summer Olympics were set to be held in Tokyo beginning on July 24th. Yesterday, International Olympic Committee member Dick Pound told USA Today Sports that the games will be postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Pound said the games will likely be moved to 2021 and that the details will be worked out in the next 4 weeks. He expects the IOC to announce its next steps soon. According to USA Today, neither the IOC nor the Tokyo 2020 Committee had announced a decision to postpone as of yesterday afternoon. IOC President Thomas Bach announced Sunday that the committee would begin exploring alternate ways to stage the games, including postponement. He emphasized that the IOC has ruled out canceling the games. They will not be canceling. The Olympic Games have only been canceled three times previously. The 1916 Summer Games were canceled because of World War I, as were the games in 1940 and 44 because of World War II. In football news, former Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa posted a video to his Twitter page that shows him throwing the football during drills. Tua is recovering from a major hip injury and was hoping to show NFL teams that he's healthy at Alabama's Pro Day on April 9th. Unfortunately, because of the coronavirus, that Pro Day was canceled. Tua posted the video along with a comment, "Practicing social distancing with the long ball today. Feels good to spin it again. Hashtag process." NFL free agency has been rolling along, which is good news for sports fans when there are no live sports being played. The constant stream of NFL teams signing free agents may end soon, though. Yesterday, the NFL Physicians Society told both the league and the NFL Players Association they're discontinuing physicals for players. In the letter, NFLPS President Dr. Anthony Casolaro said the suspension of physicals will last until the health crisis has passed and that medical resources should focus on those who are ill or in need of care. In some player news from yesterday, the New England Patriots released veteran kicker Steven Gostkowski after 14 years with the team. Dallas Cowboys Pro Bowl center Travis Frederick announced his retirement from football on Monday at the age of 29. And the Carolina Panthers have traded quarterback Kyle Allen to the Washington Redskins in exchange for a fifth-round pick in this year's draft. 723 FM Talk 106.5, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report.
All right, and time to check tax tips brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates. But add the new information here. So the federal deadline on the 15th of July, now the announcement from Governor Ivey yesterday. So is the state deadline. So push that off. If you want to see at least the government response to the coronavirus, it's big enough that it's moved tax day and shut down schools. Should be all you need to know for government response. Well, 725. Be right back.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Tax rates and income tax brackets have recently been changed. The new top rate is a little bit lower than it used to be, 37%. You also have to earn more to get stuck in that top bracket. Married couples filing jointly used to have to make about $470,000 for the dubious honor of paying the highest tax rates. Now, you and your spouse have to make $612,000. But there's a new method for calculating the threshold for the brackets you fall into, and that could result in more income getting taxed at higher rates. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Do business more powerfully during Dell's semi-annual sale. Save up to 45% on Dell computers and servers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Also, save on electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/business deals.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Good morning for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. We still have accident-free conditions, light traffic across the bayways. You're traveling Fairhope and Daphne. No major backups or delays. We've had a couple hit and runs, but officers have done a great job moving them out of the roadway. Northbound 65 for Pritchard, Chickasaw, Saraland. It's a good ride in. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard in Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street. Can help if you're suffering from extra anxiety or depression at this time. With some of their Lotus CBD products like tinctures, vapables, and flowers, see them on Facebook. Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 728 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. It's a whole nother angle to this, a whole nother part of this discussion. I got into it, this discussion with Congressman Byrne. Not like got into it in a bad way. I mean, we had the discussion on Friday when he was here, or Thursday. It was Friday. Yeah, Friday was saying. Mm-hmm. By the way, that podcast available under our COVID-19 local news tab. And we talked about the mental health aspect of this. You remember post-oil spill, how many issues we had here along the coast with mental health issues, just the sadness and depression people had with what was going on then. Well, I can imagine the same thing is going to be true now. And if we approach any of the numbers they forecast in percentages of unemployment, holy cow. Hey, Terry, you're right. Terry wanted to point out, too, that masks of a higher grade, right, of a higher grade are also okay. And that's a good point. If you've got those, they still need those. So if the 95 mask is the lowest number, but if you've got an N99, mm-hmm. that's even better. They're looking for those donations for USA Children's and Women's Hospital. Need I say more? If you got some of those, you find them in your shop, make that donation, please. All right, Dr. Bill's on the way. News is next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama State Health Department says there are now 197 cases of COVID-19 statewide. A third case was confirmed in Mobile County Monday. There are three cases in Baldwin County, one in Washington County. There are 1,227 cases statewide in Florida, with 28 cases in Northwest Florida, 9 in Escambia and Walton counties, 4 cases in Santa Rosa and Okaloosa County, with 14 cases. Mississippi now has a total of 249 cases statewide. A Pensacola church is helping feed those in need. during the pandemic, Crown Church has partnered with Feeding the Gulf Coast to feed local kids. Volunteers were at the Lillian Square Apartments on Monday giving out milk, apples, chips, and other items to parents with their children. Brownsville Assembly of God also teamed up with Feeding the Gulf Coast to hand out food to families in need. Firefighters battled a fire at a Daphne storage facility Monday night. Several departments were called out to put out the fire at Bell Forest Storage Masters. County Road 64 between Rigsby Road and Highway 181 was closed as crews worked to battle that blaze. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes wants to help you lock them up. Shop and save on any Liberty gun safe purchase until April 15th. Drop by the showroom in Mobile or D'Iberville and get a discount off your Liberty gun safe equal to your sales tax rate. Liberty Safes come with a lifetime transferable warranty against theft and fire. 12 months free financing and delivery available upon request. With service after the sale, why go anywhere else? That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile and next to Walmart on Sangani Boulevard in D'Iberville.
Coronavirus update. The U.S. Senate meets later this morning to try and resolve their differences in proceeding with the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, or CARES. New York City, as Bryn Gingras reports, is the epicenter for the COVID-19 outbreak in the U.S.
With more than 13,000 cases identified here.
No one wants that distinction, not a single one of us, but it is true. And that's why we so desperately need help.
28% of those tested are positive.
This is the group that needs to absolutely social distance and self-isolate.
Despite the climbing numbers in New York, President Trump still suggesting he's eager to end the virtual nationwide shutdown as soon as next week.
The World Health Organization says nearly 400,000 people have been infected worldwide, with over 16,000 deaths. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Roche Holdings says it's working to speed up production of a drug that could be used to treat patients with coronavirus as well as a diagnostic test. Roche says it sees a potential increase in demand for Actremra, which is in phase 3 study to test its safety and efficacy in hospitalized adult patients with pneumonia caused by the virus. The company is working urgently to speed up manufacturing capacity in order to maximize production of the drug. The Swiss pharmaceutical company says it's also working at maximum production rates to make a diagnostic test for the virus. Pacific Gas and Electric will plead guilty to 84 counts of involuntary manslaughter for a swath of deaths and destruction left behind after its fraying electrical grid ignited a 2018 wildfire that decimated three Northern California towns and drove the nation's largest utility into bankruptcy. The plea agreement resolves the charges facing PG&E for wildfires that killed 85 people and destroyed thousands of homes. And that's Your Money Now.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and foresight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As a sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile charged with bringing in sporting events, we understand the serious nature of dealing with the COVID-19 coronavirus as it relates to sporting events in our area. As we all navigate through this unprecedented situation, many of our events coming up in the next 30 to 60 days are being postponed, canceled, or TBD'd. So to keep up with the latest, please visit our website, mobilesportsauthority.com, or our Facebook for updates. With your safety, we still say go all out. We do.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
I don't know what the actual, I know you do, the official high temperature was yesterday, but it was hot.
Yeah, 84 degrees, and that was 11 degrees above the normal high temperature for this time of the year, which is 73 degrees. So, yeah, it was warm. And we're going to stay with some warm weather now for all the way into the weekend, and then finally we'll see a little bit of a cooling off take place Sunday and Monday. But today, it'll be partly cloudy. I expect a high of about 82 this afternoon. Tonight, look for a low of about 65. And then tomorrow, should have plenty of sunshine, and we'll get a little warmer tomorrow, around 85 degrees. And then for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it'll be in the mid-80s with plenty of sunshine Thursday and Friday, and then partly cloudy on Saturday. Looks like Saturday will be the best day of the weekend, because Saturday night, a cold front will move in, and we have a chance of some showers for Saturday night, and then some lingering showers on Sunday. Sunday's high around 80, and mostly cloudy skies, and then Monday, a little bit cooler, about 75 for the high with a slight chance of a shower. So a cold front will get us back to normal. Normal really won't occur until Monday when we get down into the mid-70s.
So, with the exception of that, I mean, a fairly dry forecast.
Yeah, I mean, definitely for today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, no rain in the forecast.
All right, Dr. Bill, and on the big picture here, it looks like we have made that turn. I mean, cold air was up in the northern part of the country, but it's not making it down to the south.
Yeah, and there's nothing right now that in the way of any real cold air, and the upper air pattern is just not going to bring anything down here to the Gulf Coast, and certainly nothing this weekend, and what's coming in Sunday and Monday is just a slight drop in temperature, so we're looking good as far as keeping away from those cold temperatures. Right now, we're climatologically, there's just a very slight chance that we could even see a temperature down around 32. Be a very rare situation.
All right, because my tomato plants, I don't have room for them inside. So, okay, got to get that. It's really all about me and the tomato plants, Dr. Bill.
I understand.
Okay. Also, remind folks, too, if they've yet to pick up their copy of the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, they can pick one up now. If they're going to be sitting at home riding this thing out, they can read it from page one to the end.
That's right, and it's perfect because a lot of information on the hurricane season, which is only a couple of months away, and you'll find copies of the Almanac at Hancock Whitney Banks here in Mobile on the Eastern Shore, also here in Mobile at West Marine and Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, and over in the Eastern Shore in Fair Hope, Old Time Garden Supply, and over in Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast, exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, Dalton, I want to... First of all, let's talk about what's right, and then we'll talk about what's wrong. What's right is, number one, an anonymous donor has provided 100,000 pieces of PPE, personal protective equipment, to the state's medical workers. Pretty awesome.
That's very awesome.
Of course, I am scratching my head. Who had that sitting back? Okay, I don't know, but God bless them for doing it, have made that donation, because it's not just when you do coronavirus testing, as I've learned, I'm no expert, I've just been educating myself through this process, you've got to have the swab, and then you have to have the ability to do the test, but to do the test, they got to have the face mask and the gown suit things that they wear and all that, all the protective equipment.
And the way I understand it, and I'm sure someone out there knows much more than I, but a lot of industries and construction workers have these masks. masks on hand.
Right, but they don't have the whole all the gowns and all that stuff.
No. Was that 100,000, was that just masks, or was that all PPE, like anything?
It says anything. So it said the breakdown of exactly how certain supplies are being donated, not made available by the state, but they said it was 100,000 pieces of personal protective equipment such as face masks.
Okay, gotcha.
So I don't know
how it breaks down.
To me, it seems like there's other stuff with it. But they're really kind of being mum on who did it. So first of all, that means somebody did it for the right reason, mm-hmm. donated without getting any adulation. Although, if you're listening to us and you're that person, you're awesome. So they made that donation, but I am wondering where they had that equipment. And then on the face mask thing, going to circle back, we've been talking about it through this morning, and I know Kane and our traffic department's talking about it as well, and it is a local hospital that is a pride for so many of us, and so even if you have not had a child there, which I have connections to it through family member Dalton, has a direct connection to it. USA Children's and Women's Hospital is in need of the N95 masks. Okay, those are this is important, the level of filtration,
mm-hmm.
N95. Now, Terry pointed out earlier on the text line, higher than N95 was also good. So an N99, I'm not hearing that from Children's and Women's Hospital, but I can only guess. If N95 is good, then if you have some N99s, that probably would be good as well.
I'm sure.
Yeah, they're better.
Yeah, if it's as good as N95 masks or better, that would track, right?
Okay, I'm guessing. Maybe if we're incorrect on that, somebody can correct us on the text line at 343-0106. But USA Children's and Women's Hospital is in need of those masks. And so if you want to make your donation, you can contact us. We'll put it through, or contact them directly. In other words, if you, and I can't believe I looked yesterday because I thought I had some, and I didn't know what rating they were, but I knew I had masks from doing fiberglass work and sanding and all that stuff, but I couldn't find them. But if you're looking in your shop, you have those masks, get them and make that donation to a very, very anybody in the healthcare field right now. Y'all are all heroes in my book that are working in this, but specifically Children's and Women's Hospital, if you can make that donation to masks, that's very, very important. They are in need.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there's the positive stories on how we're going to help out. Then, you know, there's always the other side.
Yeah, what's the other side this time?
People online are criticizing Lizzo.
Mm-hmm.
Lizzo. And I got to tell you, everything I've learned about Lizzo is from Dalton.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm not into that. I don't know much about the Lizzo other than what I've learned through you and watched a video. And
I'm your bridge to the world of Lizzo.
So Lizzo, who, if you're like me and you're old stick of the mud and don't know, she's a pop star, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rap, sing, pop star.
Yep.
Okay. Lizzo's getting critique now because she's wearing mask out.
Oh no.
Yes. So she said yesterday to her trolls, she said, "I got strep throat at the worst time ever. It's nobody's business, but I prefer y'all not criticize me for wearing a face mask and doing what I was supposed to do to protect the people in my home. Please check yourself before you become an internet bully because you're bored. Get your facts straight. The world needs less trolls and more compassion." Okay. I would just suggest this. With being fairly ignorant on all things Lizzo, but pre-coronavirus maybe she has strep throat. That's believable. Pre-coronavirus, would she be wearing a mask because of strep throat?
Probably
no. The answer is no.
Let me ask you.
The answer is no.
Was she only wearing the mask, or did she also have clothes on?
That's true. I don't know if she had the thong thing. I don't even want to go there. So she's getting critiqued. I see this as a possibility for a trend going forward, the way people are easily led out there. Will there be celebrities and people wearing the mask for the look?
Mm-hmm.
It won't actually. It might be a N13 mask. It may have no real filtration. It'll just be the look. You know how
right. People
will have a two-wheel drive pickup truck that's jacked up, y'all? You've seen that with a winch and brush guard on it, but it's a two-wheel drive truck, and you ride by and say, why? Maybe because it's the look. Maybe there'll be people wearing the mask to get the look going. I hope not, but
I bet in the future
I wouldn't be surprised by trends.
One of those runway shows where,
oh, no.
the models
no.
wear tens of thousands of dollars worth of clothes that look like just insane that no one would ever actually wear.
Then they have a mask on?
They're going to be wearing masks. That's a guarantee.
Oh, my gosh. You're, you know what scares me? You're probably exactly right. 744, we'll check traffic coming up next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet John Fitzgerald, the president and CEO of Saunders Yacht Works. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Roberts Brothers now offers vacation rentals in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, and along the Eastern Shore in Fairhope and Point Clear. While you're here, spend a day at OWA on thrilling rides, an afternoon on a dolphin cruise, or an evening at the wharf listening to your favorite band. For booking details, visit robertsbrothersvacationrentals.com.
John Fitzgerald took over as president and CEO of his wife's family business in 2008. Begun in 1959 in downtown Mobile, Saunders Yacht Works is now based in Gulf Shores, with operations in Orange Beach and Panama City. Their customer is largely a private boat owner, and many of these boats are big, very big. Saunders has a 150-ton saddle lift capable of lifting and moving boats 120 feet long. It's the only one this large between Tampa and the Corpus Christi area, and his customers come a long way to access it. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday, 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Accident-free conditions continue very quiet across the Bayway and the Causeway. No problems. Fairhope and Daphne, Malbus, I-10, absolutely quiet from Spanish Fort across the Causeway. From the 1065 split, I-10, all the way out towards Grand Bay Wilmer Road, running smooth. The USA Women's and Children's Hospital is in need of N95 masks. Some people use them for sanding. The hospital is asking you to check your home and donate them to their staff. For more information, contact the hospital at 415-1000. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Two Milton police officers are now under quarantine after possibly being exposed to COVID-19. Police Chief Tony Tindall did not say how the officers might have been exposed, how long they'll be quarantined, or if they've been tested. Fairhope city leaders have decided to temporarily close most public parks. This includes the Fairhope Pier and the beach. Last night, the city council made the decision to follow Mayor Karen Wilson's order, which was issued over the weekend. According to the resolution, all parks with playground equipment are closed. Ballparks and other public spaces are open, but only to groups of 10 or less. The golf course and tennis courts will only be open to members. Police will keep an eye on the public areas that are still open to make sure people follow the proper guidelines. Sims city leaders have ordered all parks be closed amid the outbreak. Mayor David Baker posted his emergency order on Facebook, ordering all parks within the city to remain closed until further notice. The mayor also issued a civil emergency for the city because of coronavirus. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
If your business is running perfectly smooth with no IT issues, congratulations. For the other 99%, there's CSpire Business. We're more than your IT provider. We're your partner. Our team has the insight and experience to navigate your toughest challenges. For cloud, cybersecurity, connectivity, and so much more, the choice is clear. CSpire Business. Insight, experience, your IT partner. Get fiber fast with gigabit internet speeds. Learn more at cspire.com/business.
748 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The 2020 Summer Olympics were set to be held in Tokyo beginning on July 24th. Yesterday, an International Olympic Committee member Dick Pound told USA Today Sports that the Games will be postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Pound said the Games will likely be moved to 2021 and that the details will be worked out in the next 4 weeks. And officially this morning, Japan Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has reached an agreement with IOC President Thomas Bach to postpone the Olympics for about a year. That news coming in just about 10 minutes ago. The Olympic Games have only been canceled 3 times previously, and Box said that the IOC has ruled out canceling the Games. Those 3 previous times they've been canceled, the 1916 Summer Games because of World War I, as were the Games in 1940 and 44 because of World War II. In football news, former Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa posted a video to his Twitter page. It shows him throwing the football during some drills. Tua is recovering from a major hip injury and was hoping to show NFL teams that he's healthy at Alabama's Pro Day on April 9th. Unfortunately, because of the coronavirus, that Pro Day was canceled. Tua posted the video of him throwing along with the comment, "Practicing social distancing with the long ball today. Feels good to spin it again. Hashtag process." ESPN reported earlier this month that Tagovailoa was medically cleared for all football activity after a 4-month scan came back all clear. NFL free agency has been rolling along, which is good news for sports fans when there are no live sports being played. The constant stream of announcements from NFL teams signing free agents may end soon, though. Yesterday, the NFL Physicians Society told both the league and the NFL Players Association that they're discontinuing physicals for players. In the letter, the NFLPS president, Dr. Anthony Casolaro, said the suspension of physicals will last until the health crisis has passed and that medical resources should focus on those who are ill or in need of care. The decision makes it unlikely that free agents who are awaiting physicals will be able to officially sign contracts with new teams. It also makes it very difficult for draft prospects with health issues to be checked by teams before next month's NFL draft. In some player news from yesterday, the New England Patriots released veteran kicker Steven Gostkowski after 14 years with the team. Dallas Cowboys Pro Bowl center Travis Frederick announced his retirement from football on Monday. Frederick just turned 29 years old last week. And the Carolina Panthers have traded quarterback Kyle Allen to the Washington Redskins in exchange for a 5th-round pick in this year's draft. 7:51 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to tell you again today about the value of purchasing a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. In addition to the rigorous 152-point inspection and 100,000-mile factory-backed warranty, your like-new Kobe Subaru also includes roadside assistance, finance rates as low as 1.99%, as well as service loaners should you ever need one. The Kobe difference, along with these benefits from Subaru, can make your certified pre-owned Subaru purchase worry-free. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to learn more about the Kobe difference. Our newly expanded service hours and incredible inventory once again prove that at Kobe, it's all about you.
If you're a sportsman and love the great outdoors, you know how important it is to utilize the tips and tricks that really good fishermen and hunters know. That's why sportsman and writer, editor, and photographer John Felsher is sharing his knowledge gathered from a lifetime of learning what works and what doesn't. Listen for the Outdoor Tips Daily on FM Talk 106.5. You may become more successful fishing and hunting. Sponsored by Baldwin Tractor and Equipment and Monroe Sausage, Outdoor Tips with John Felsher on FM Talk 106.5.
From the Hooters Traffic Center, once again, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are telling us no new wrecks in the roadway. It's been a good ride from 181 and I-10 by the Eastern Shore Center all the way across the Bayway with light traffic through the 1065 split. Government, Spring Hill and Airport in 65, Tillman's Corner and Theodore clear. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile is still open for business and ready to serve you at springhilltoyota.com. Complete all the paperwork online, even get a test drive in your home as far as 50 miles from the dealership. Call 450-1000. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 754 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Coming up next hour, turning up your voice at 343-0106. 343-0106. Also, we'll be checking in with Quinn Hillier coming up a little bit after 8:05. And on the text line here, there's a lot going on here. Number one, the discussion of the PPE, the personal protective equipment, and somebody suggested maybe it's not the regular gowns that were donated, but maybe the Tyvek suits. It could be. I don't know. Somebody in the medical field, do those work? And Tyvek suits, like a lot of us will have, have had those for. They're really a great thing to leave in the truck or the car there if you ever have to get under the car. Like if you have your, the chance of having a flat tire goes up increasingly with what you're wearing.
Yeah,
if you're dressed up to go to something, you're going to an interview, going to church, going to a wedding, something like that, that's the better chance of having a flat tire.
Yeah.
And so those Tyvek suits are always cheap and you could throw them in the car. And if you had to get out, you could put this thing on to keep your clothes clean if you're getting up under the truck. A lot of people have them for that. And also, fiberglass work, sanding, a bunch of things. If those things work, that may be a place to get them. If medical professionals, can y'all tell? I mean, do they fit the standard? If they do, there's a lot more of those available through, like, some of the catalogs out there I've seen. And you go to a Northern Equipment or something. I hate that I'm missing somebody, or I'm sure the big box stores, home improvement stores have them. But I always would get them in like a Northern Equipment catalog or something. Maybe the Granger folks have them. If the Tyvek suits would work, that might be a place to get them. Maybe that's where. And if they, but once again, I just don't know. Curtis saying maybe supplies left over from the BP oil spill. Curtis, that's sharp. That's, and I wonder, because we do have these facilities along the Gulf Coast. I have been told, which, by the way, coming up next month, 10-year anniversary.
Already 10 years. Wow.
Since the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. But I've been told that we have these fully outfitted stations here, one in our area, Mobile County, but along the northern Gulf Coast, where they have the equipment needed to respond to the oil spills. I wonder if they have those suits in there and maybe the masks. That would be a great place to find those. Supermom says on the text line, I know a story of on the Alabama donated DME supplies, mask, gloves, etc. The person had so much because he had been buying up the inventory of closed durable medical equipment stores. Surprisingly, DME stores do not make it now. The big box stores sell a lot of the same equipment outright instead of going through insurance. Not a local man, but the person is from Alabama. So a little more clarity on that donation. Whoever that person is a cool Alabamian who made that donation. 100,000 pieces of this PPE for the state.
That's huge. And we'll see more good acts of kindness like that, hopefully, coming up over the next few weeks and months.
That's all this from Sherry, a nurse friend of mine who works in Chattanooga ER and dialysis. Had a friend who donated 3 boxes of the N95 mask to her. 60 masks. My friend's friend posted on Facebook and Instagram how excited she was to give them away to people who really needed them. Here you go. This led to someone reading her post about the situation. He got my friend's contact information and called to say he has 2,000 or more N95 masks along with buckets of hand sanitizer to donate to her ER. I love it when the people help out the people. It's always a good thing. Hour number 3 on the way next. Y'all stay right there.